Last year, the TEA okayed $48 million federal dollars paid to tutoring services it approved. The money is set aside to help low-income, poorly performing students. Dallas's share was about $12 million, and the district said last week that $143,000 of that money was fraudulently billed by at least two companies. Trustees wanted to know how Cool Kids, Inc. and Next Level Education from Miami, Florida, gained TEA's approval. The agency's Debbie Ratcliffe says vendors met a long list of federal and state requirements, but the TEA is now adjusting its application standards because it was not pleased with the results.
Multiple states are seeing these same kinds of problems, so we're looking to see what we can do to tighten the controls around it. And I imagine whenever Congress considers reauthorizing No Child Left Behind, they'll do the same thing.
Ratcliffe says the TEA wants the Dallas District to file a complaint with the agency about the alleged fraud it uncovered.
Because at this point, we know what's been reported in the media, but we don't have a formal complaint from the district. So then we could take it to the next step.
DISD spokesperson John DeLander says district officials are assembling that official complaint, and it could be ready before the week's out. DeLander says maybe those two vendors can be scratched from TEA's list. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.